where's the scissors? And why do they package this stuff up like it's weapons-grade plutonium? Hey! Oh, damn it!
Hold on! I'm coming! No, don't run away! Don't run away! Don't run away to the van! I'm coming!
Come, no, come back! Come back with my box! I want my box! Stop him, Rue!
Oh.
Give us our books. Hand them over! It's our microphones, Rue!
Got it. Now get off my land!
Sorry, I don't know why I said that. It's not my land.
Oh, God! It's like he was frightened of us or something.
Yeah, he obviously didn't realise who we are.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think we're as famous as you think we are sometimes.
Hey, Carla, stop putting yourself down.
Yeah, okay, I don't think you're as famous as you think you are sometimes.
Wow, someone needs their coffee.
Yes, God, yes, I do. Look, I'm sorry. I'm on a caffeine detox. It's making me grumpy. I might retox, to be honest, before I punch you all. Now, do you know how to set all this equipment up?
God, no. Do you?
No. Oh, I hope we're not too over the hill to be doing this, Ruth.
Oh, what do you mean? Age is just a construct nowadays.
No. That's gender, isn't it?
Gender? The construct?
No, no. No, it is, because...
Oh, Carla. What I was saying is younger people get in touch with me all the time. I'm down with all their hip chat, you know, and you need to be too, because sometimes our Insta stories sound like they've been written by Pam Ayres, OK? And we need to funk it up a little.
Yeah, well, I am trying. I've been learning that laminated sheet you gave me, and I am getting better on the emojis.
Good, so. Great. So you'll know what I mean when I tell you that I get sent plenty of aubergine emojis from young men on Twitter. I'm not too old for them.
Aubergines?
Yeah.
Hang on, I do know this one, because they like moussaka.
No.
Because you like moussaka.
No, this was on the laminated.
Because they like aubergine parmigiana.
No, no! It means they want to have sex with me, Carla.
What's that got to do with aubergines?
Oh, God. The point is, I don't think I am too old to become a podcaster, okay?
Okay.
Oh, and neither are you.
Thanks. Right. Can you unbox the mics and I'll just make some proper coffee and read the instructions.
Okay.
You were supposed to be here at 9, BTW. What happened?
Don't say BTW, Carly. You can type it, but you don't see it.
Oh, but it was on the laminated sheet.
In conversation, you can just say, by the way.
Well, that takes longer.
Oh, God. I'm late because I got held up at the school.
Oh, is something okay?
It's to do with her phone.
Can't she have one?
Oh, the school insists on it.
What's the problem?
She doesn't want one.
What?
I know.
Oh, my God, Ruth, how can she not want a phone?
It's okay, I'm working on it,
well,
okay?
But she knows doing that joint mother-daughter session this weekend with hashtag...
You don't have to say hashtag.
The noughts across his sign.
All that.
We're doing that bloody session for the vegan glucket bollocks, and we need to be all over socials, all over the socials with it, and that means Tabitha as well.
Yes, I know!
They specifically said they were targeting 11 to 15-year-olds, and we know we need her there. We said she'd be there.
Yes, yes.
We might lose the deal.
I know! Stop panicking, you're very unattractive when you panic.
Mabel's fine with it.
Yeah, well, Mabel's fine with everything.
Oh, and what's that supposed to mean?
Well, she's a very pliant girl, isn't she?
What do you mean, pliant?
She's well-behaved, obedient, biddable.
Yeah, she's not a dog, Ruth.
Whereas Tabs is volatile, passionate, less easy to control. Hmm. I mean, if Tabitha was an element, she'd be fire. Whereas Mabel would be mud. Earth. I meant earth.
Mm.
Sue, let's see these microphones. Mm. I can't wait to wrap my lips around a mic.
Well, don't do that, because you'll make it smell.
Have you read the instructions?
To be honest, I think we're going to need to wait for Mabel to get home.
Can't we even set up the mics by ourselves, Carla?
All right, well, look, you
yes,
read them.
Yes, I will. Give them here. For God's sake. Quite long, aren't they? Okay. Yeah, let's wait for Mabel.
Yeah, let's wait for Mabel. Well, she is a real whiz with all this, honestly. Yeah, I don't even know what she's up to half the time. She's got her own income stream starting now. Her TikTok has gone through the roof.
God, I hate TikTok. It just came out of nowhere and changed the game overnight. I preferred it when TikTok only meant the hands moving on the clock.
Yeah, or a bomb.
Or a bomb.
Is Mabel making money then? Yeah?
Yeah.
Where's the money going? Because it's supposed to be...
No, it's 50-50, yeah. I know, it's fine.
Good, yeah.
Yeah, Rob's handling it all, it's going into our joint business account,
good,
it's
good.
Legit, it's cool. Fine.
Listen, let's just ignore the instructions and have a go ourselves. Mabel won't be back for hours, right?
Yeah. Let's have a go.
Let's have a go.
You know, if your average 22-year-old stand-up comedian can handle it, how hard can it be?
Exactly.
No. There's something here. Wait. No, don't hit it. So I'm pretty sure that... Okay, that's that. Yeah, I know what... Ow! That's I just caught a nail.
Is that a plug?
No, I don't know if that's a plug. It doesn't look like a plug I've ever seen. Oh, no, that is a plug.
They've changed, haven't they?
Yeah, they keep changing.
It looks very high-end.
Yes.
Anyway.
Well, it costs a lot of money, that's the thing, so we've got to...
Not a good colour.
Yeah. Well, it doesn't matter what colour it is, really.
It's nice, though, isn't it? It
doesn't matter if I don't know what
orange.
It's for. Yeah.
Okay, what's this bit for?
Well, check the instructions.
I have. This part isn't listed.
Well, it must be, so check again.
It's a sort of nozzle.
Oh, let me see.
It smells nicely onto the mic, then.
No. Let me see.
One, two.
No. Ruth. That's my piping nozzle. Oh. No, I must have left it on the side there. It's still got icing in it.
Oh, gosh,
no,
that's nice. Wow. Yeah. I didn't know you piped.
Oh, no, I've got into it recently, actually. You know, I think we need to up our game with the home bakes, Ruth, because I've noticed Jasmine Shankar is doing a lot. Yeah, but she's doing a lot of baking now on her Instagram. She's getting thousands of new likes, and she's calling it Jasmine Shankar's Totally Baked.
Right. Isn't baked supposed to rhyme with naked?
Not totally baked? That's not even a word.
No. Oh, God. Does she actually eat any of the cakes ever? On camera?
No, of course she doesn't.
She's so joyless.
Yes, but that's not the point. The point is she can fake it.
Fake it till you bake it.
Yes, and we do really need to get better in that area. It's huge.
Did you not see my red velvet cake at the weekend, Carla? Clearly not. Hashtag Instacake, hashtag yummy mummy, hashtag food porn.
To be honest, Ruth, it sort of looked like a hemorrhage.
Wow.
Yeah. Or maybe a prolapse.
Well, you'd know.
Okay.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
What?
Oh, my
what?
God.
What happened? Ruth, what?
Grace Broadstairs has been rushed to hospital.
What?
Oh.
What? Oh, yeah. God. She's only 30,
aren't you? Yeah.
She eats placenta.
Yeah.
Not even just her own placenta. She gets frozen placenta.
Yeah. Shut up about placenta. I'm getting the details. Her PA is updating her Insta from an ambulance.
What? Oh, hold on. It's Rob. It's about Grace Broadstairs.
Rob, where is he?
Upstairs.
Okay. Is he coming down?
What? I don't know. He might do.
Right, sure. Cool. Yeah.
What's happened to Grace Broadstairs, for God's sake?
Well, hold on. Says here it was some kind of accident involving a weighted blanket.
What?
Yeah, she was sent a weighted blanket. They wanted to do an unboxing and try it, but the blanket was too heavy for her.
Mm-hmm.
Apparently the PR company screwed up about her weight.
Oh, she wouldn't have liked that.
No. And they sent her one that was three times too heavy for her body mass.
That's so offensive. PR bitches.
She got trapped underneath it. They found her after 2 days unconscious and severely dehydrated. Her PA was on holiday, came back to find her there without her phone.
Where was she on holiday?
Not appropriate, Carla. But Bali, hashtag paradise.
Right. Oh, hang on. Apparently, it looked like she tried to cut her way out with a pair of nail scissors.
Oh, my God. What brand of nail scissors?
Manicure, mate.
Oh, that's not going to work.
Well, exactly.
No, my God. You'd have thought Grace Broadstairs, of all people, would know that. Queen of grooming.
Yeah.
I mean, nail polish unboxing was where she started. It was her in.
And from that, she grew an empire.
She grew an empire. I mean, you can barely cut through an average shellac with manicure, mate. Yeah. Don't get me started on their cuticle pushers. God. Poor Grace.
Poor Grace. Still. That's a lot of followers with no one to follow at present,
no.
So to speak.
It is. Half a million of them, in fact.
Half a million adrift in the wilderness.
Looking for a still small voice of calm to keep the hope alive for Grace.
For Grace. I mean, who'll tell them now how big is too big for your school-run handbag?
I'm advising on quirky ways of getting ketchup stains out of white linen.
Or making perfect shoe buns.
Or getting red wine out of bed sheets.
Or ways to use turmeric.
Or getting semen out of corduroy. Yeah, a friendly guy.
A relatable chat.
Life hacks.
Life hacks.
I said that.
Okay.
Something to keep you company.
Life hacks.
A podcast. Yeah. We're getting the hang of this.
Mm-hmm. And I think we found the topic for our inaugural episode, don't you?
In memory of Grace.
That sort of makes her sound like she's dead.
Yeah.
She's not dead, is she?
Hang on. Check her Insta.
She's still breathing. They're in the hospital. Hashtag NHS.
Is now time for hashtags.
Well, that's what her PA put.
God, she never misses a beat, does she?
Yeah. So, what do we call our podcast? We do need a name.
I was thinking, a lovely little chat with Ruth and Carla.
Mm.
I mean, who doesn't love a lovely little chat?
Yeah, it's perfect. Yeah. What about episode one?
Well, that's obvious. Our friend Grace.
Perfect.
Our friend Grace.
Love it.
Our friend Grace.
Have you ever actually met her?
No, never you.
No, never. But we'll just busk it. That was much heavier than I expected.
Clearly. Hold on. I've just put a message of condolence about Grace on all the socials.
Oh, great.
It's already got to 2842 likes. Make 2843, mm-hmm. 2844, mm-hmm. 2845, 2846.
Ruth, stop. Sorry, stop. You know it's an anxiety response to count them individually. Okay. So what did it put?
Carla and I are absolutely shocked to hear of the news that Grace Broadstairs has been rushed to hospital after becoming trapped under her hashtag weighdown blanket, the most popular weighted blanket on the market. Grace was one of the first and most original influencers, though she was herself an influencer to many. She was also an influence on us, in our own influencing. She influenced our influence with her influence. We wish her a speedy recovery, love, light and power and strength and empowerment, Carla and Ruth.
I mean, few too many influences, perhaps, but otherwise it's perfect.
I put a heart eyes rainbow unicorn emoji on it.
Okay, is that appropriate?
I don't know. I lost concentration for a minute when you dropped the mics. We're on 6254 likes now.
Well, so, but I guess people do like it. Yep, Ruth!
65. Oh, I am anxious. I can't help it.
Well, we have to keep calm.
I know, but this is a huge opportunity for us, Carla.
I know.
We have to absolutely nail this podcast because there is a growth potential here of 500,000.
Yeah, I know.
There's New Kids on the Block and they are doing stuff we never dared imagine.
Oh, I love New Kids on the Block.
Not them, you fool. Itty Bitty Bad Girl. XOX got a labia tattooed live on her Insta story last week. I don't need to tell you how many likes that got.
Oh, God, none, surely.
2 million. I'm counting. 2 million. One, two million, two.
No, Ruth, calm down. You have to calm down. Put your head between your knees.
What was that?
Well, I think it might have been the other microphone. Just breathe. Breathe like this. In through the nose, out through the mouth. In through the mouth. Out through the... Sorry, no, the other way around.
Do you like...
Okay?
Yeah.
I'll put the kettle on.
Yeah. Sorry, just a hot water for me, please. Yeah. Go on, with a drop of amaretto.
Sure thing.
Okay. Hey, I didn't pose.
No, there's no need. He looks sweet. See?
Yeah.
So I'll put a restorative cup of hot water and amaretto after a tough morning.
Yeah. The
amaretto hashtag. Yeah, I know.
Let's see if we can get it trending.
Yeah.
I so want this to work, Carla. This podcast. What we've built so far is good, but this feels like the next step, you know? Yeah. That situation with the Barty Poppers endorsement really hurt us. We lost 1,000 followers, Carla, in under 2 minutes.
Yeah,
you know?
Look, I've said I'm sorry about that.
It's so bad, the environment, Carla. How could you not know that? It's a big deal with young people.
They said they were handmade by Tibetan women in the foothills of the Himalayas from sustainable recycled paper.
And in fact, they're handmade by children under 11 in the foothills of a slum factory in Cambodia from unsustainable, unrecycled paper. God, you have to check this stuff properly, Carla.
Yeah, I know. I'm overworked. I just keep missing things, but I have discussed it with Rob, and we thought it might be a good idea to find an intern to research the provenance of so-called eco-friendly materials going forward.
Yeah,
so, sort it. What? How? Yeah. How did you hear from Rob?
Yes. Yes, he told me.
When did he tell you?
Hmm?
Well, we only discussed it the other night in bed, so when did he tell you?
Yes. What? He shouted it downstairs when I arrived this morning.
Did he?
Yeah.
What? He shouted, "Hi, Ruth, we thought it might be an idea to find an intern to research the provenance of so-called eco-friendly materials going forward," down the stairs to you this morning, and I didn't hear it.
Yeah, yeah, you were busy with your box.
Oh.
Anyway, the point is, we need Grace's followers. We're the natural home for them. There's a lot of overlap. Yes, she was a solo flyer and we're a double act, but still our markets are a similar age and demographic. It should be a no-brainer.
Yeah, you're totally right. You know, we might even hoover up some of her endorsement deals.
I don't think Dyson does freebies anymore.
I didn't mean literally hoovering. Like, more, you know, high-end home enema kits. £200 coffee body scrubs.
Perimenopause.
Exactly. Perimenopause. All that stuff. Fungal nail infections.
Yes.
Oh, hold on.
Hi.
Hi, yes.
I'm downstairs. Yes, right now. Listen, I think I screwed up with something. Don't come down. I'll explain later. Just don't come down.
Oh, what have you got there? Looks posh.
Don't know. Lots of cellophane, though, so that bodes well.
Hold on, let me film you.
Oh, yes, sorry, sorry.
Okay, go.
Hi, guys. So Ruth and I are just hanging out here in the kitchen with our hot water and amaretto. So try it. Seriously, you might be surprised. Anyway, we're just here. Say hi, Ruth.
Oh, hi. I'm camera woman Ruth today.
Ruth is on technical duties today. We're just hanging out, planning our new podcast, catching up on business. And we're having a business meeting. Hashtag business meeting. Hashtag ladyboss. Look, we've got our diaries and our pens out. Thanks to Paper Cheetah for our gorgeous diaries and pens. Yeah, by the way, check out the website. Links on Carla and Ruth homepage. And we are excited.
So excited about the podcast.
Yeah. We're launching the podcast today, guys. And anyway, we've just had this gorgeous little box sent over. And it's from the Gin Fairies. They say, hi, Carla and Ruth. We heard you were gin fairies like us. So we'd love you to try our new blood orange gin.
Wow.
Distilled by hand, our base in Somerset. Love the Gin Fairies.
Wow. Thanks, Gin Fairies. That sounds amazing. Can't wait to try it.
You're right. Me too. Gin, gin. Okay. See you later, guys. Have an amazing day.
Bye.
Okay.
Amazing. You are a natural, Carla.
Oh, thanks, Ruth.
Yeah.
Do you know what? I think your laminated sheet really helped.
That's good. Just uploading now. Oh.
Jesus. That genuinely tastes like fruit-flavoured diesel.
That's a bit. Oh, God almighty.
Handmade in Somerset. Give me a break.
Not any native blood oranges in Somerset last time I looked. Give us some more. Yeah, it's better the second swig.
Pass over. Oh yeah, it does definitely get nicer. Like the more you
more
drink
it.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Hang on.
Yeah. Sure, I actually quite like it now.
Oh, sorry. Yeah, it's very warming.
It's warming. Yeah. Like the sun.
Yeah, the Somerset sun.
The sun is set. Lovely gin fairies.
Who? Yeah. The thing about artisan gins. Is.
Yeah. What is it about artisan gins?
I don't know.
No.
They just came one day, the gins, didn't they? They turned up. Now I can't get rid of them. They're everywhere. Like an alien invasion. No, it's robot. What's an alien look like?
Exterminate.
It is. I like it, actually.
I think once your throat is numb.
Yeah, it's like an anaesthetic. What's that word?
Yeah, anaesthetic.
No.
Anaesthetic.
Aesthetics. Anaesthetics.
Just numb. Numb.
Well, it's numb.
It sips down nicely once you're about halfway through the bottle.
It does. Who's that?
It's Mabel.
Who's Mabel?
My daughter.
Of course, sorry. Yeah.
She wants to know if we've heard about Grace. I'm just saying we're on it.
Okay.
Oh, hold on. She says Rosie Sheik posted a video of her baking a cake for Grace when she recovers. It's already got 20,000 likes.
Rosie Sheik? I thought Rosie Sheik was having a hiatus.
A holiday?
Hernia. She live streamed the whole operation on Twitch yesterday.
Twitch wasn't on the laminated sheets?
Yes, I'll update it. It was the hole, so you didn't miss anything. So she's up and about and done again. Let me see. Oh, my God. She piped like a dream. How can she have baked it already? It's only been 10 minutes since Grace news broke.
Oh, she's using some new speedy baking kit by the look of it. Hashtags everywhere. Got a bit of the back end on that, I'll bet. Mabel's a bit worried about it. Mm. Hang on, I'm just going to message her back. Say, we've got a plan. We're doing the podcast. We'll get all Grace's followers and not to worry.
Good, good, good. Yeah, you know, you're a good parent, Carla.
Oh, thank you, Ruth. And so are you.
Thank you. Do you really mean that, Carla?
I'm not sure.
No, okay. You and Mabel are similar. That's the thing.
That's why she's easy for you to parent.
Well, to chip off the old block, I guess. I mean, my block, obviously, not Rob's. Rob's just an arsehole nowadays.
No, I don't know.
No, he is. And do you know what else? I think he's seeing someone. I mean, someone other than me.
What? No!
Yeah.
Why do you think that?
Well, it's just a hunch I've got. But he seems shifty lately.
Oh, that's just his beard, isn't it?
Oh, I don't know. I don't have any actual evidence. Yet.
Right. Are you looking for actual evidence, so to speak?
Oh, I'm scared of what I might find.
Right, best not to look then at all.
But, on the other hand, I need the truth. I mean, surely I deserve the truth.
Do you?
What do you mean?
Well, what is truth?
The truth.
Truth, yeah. True. It's just that he's our accountant, Carla, and joint company director, and, well, Ruth and Carla Limited isn't going to run itself, is it? So we need him, don't we, in our own very, 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 very separate ways.
Yeah, maybe. God, I don't know. Oh, it's all so confusing when you put it like that. I'm sorry, who are you texting?
Nobody. I'm just saying, maybe it's better to just forget all about it, you know. You're almost certainly wrong. And maybe it's better if you don't come downstairs!
What? I am downstairs.
Good, then just stay where you are!
Ruth, are you okay?
Yeah. What was that?
It's just Rob's phone on the desk upstairs. He's upstairs, he's got a message, that's all.
He's...
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Are you okay, Ruth?
Yeah.
Because just you seem a bit...
Just the gin. Listen, Carla,
do you really think I'm wrong about Rob?
About him being an arsehole?
No, about him having an affair.
Yes, I definitely think so. Mm. Yes, absolutely. Like you say, it's only a hunch, and hunches are always wrong.
Oh. Oh, yeah. You're so confident and reassuring when you're drunk.
Oh, come here. Listen to me. It's all about us, OK?
Mm.
Never mind Rob or the kids or whoever. It's about us. Carla and Ruth and Carla.
Yeah.
Where it all began, over a chance meeting on a competition winners' weekend away at Shantney's, treatments not included, that led to apple spritzes and the hot tub.
Oh, yeah.
A firm friendship, yeah. And now a near impossible dream to create an online presence so powerful we would be paid to endorse products that fit our carefully managed brand.
Yes.
This could be the beginning of us living our best lives.
Oh, hashtag.
No, the hashtag comes first.
Oh, yes.
We have to deliver this podcast and be the change we want to see in the world.
Oh, who said that?
Gandhi.
Gandhi?
Yeah, Gandhi. Well, not the bit about the podcast.
I don't think Gandhi was referring to exploiting the hospitalisation of a much-loved peer for commercial gain.
We don't know what he meant, Carla. He was very mysterious. Mm. The point is, we can control our destiny and then sit back and reap the spoils.
Reap the spoils?
Reap the spoils.
Okay, yeah, okay.
I had a dream about this.
Did you?
A kind of premonition.
When?
Last week.
Why didn't you say so then?
I forgot.
Oh, what was the dream? Was it about Grace?
No, nothing specific as that dream. A rarely specific, Father. It's just, looking back now, it all fits together perfectly.
Why, so what was the dream?
So I was floating way above the earth.
Mm-hmm.
But even though I was high up, I could see the county of Sussex very clearly below me, mm-hmm. as though it was picked out in silver.
Mm.
And then suddenly I was there, in Sussex, at ground level, and there was a fox who could talk, and he offered me a bite of his apple, and I said yes. And then I woke up.
Right.
Can't you see it? Carla, can't see.
Am I the fox?
No.
Is Grace Broadstairs the fox?
No.
Are you the fox?
No.
You might have to help me a little bit, to be honest.
Grace Broadstairs was born in Sussex.
Forget the dream.
I did a free online course. You enter your dream for free, then you have to pay to upgrade to the interpretation bit.
Right, did you upgrade?
No. I mean, how hard can it be? The point is, all the signs are clear. We have the perfect opportunity right here. Our main rival for the lucrative ABC One market, Grace Broadstairs, is currently offline. And we are launching a new podcast on the very same day. It's an almost astrologically significant alignment of good fortune. We're going to be number one, Carla.
Yes!
We'll be doing personal appearances at shopping centres by Christmas. I know it!
Oh, and is that what Gandhi thinks, too?
Who cares about Gandhi? He doesn't have an iPhone, so he's dead to us.
Well, he is actually literally dead.
Well, then.
Yeah.
Oh, come on. Our future is calling us. Let's have a coffee, sober up, and make this podcast right here, right now, and claim our destiny.
Oh, wow. This must be some seriously potent gin, because I've never seen you like this before.
It's a golden moment.
We have broken all our new equipment.
It doesn't matter. All the kids just use their phones. No one will notice. Ready?
Okay, just give me another
spoon. Okay, hang on.
Ah. Ready.
Ready.
I feel a bit sick.
Me too. Hold it together. We can do this. What do I press?
Influencers was written by Katie Brand and Catherine Parkinson. Carla was played by Katie Brand and Ruth by Catherine Parkinson. The producer was Liz Anstey, and it was a CPL production.